This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. The Power Hour on You Better You Bet, sponsored today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by NBC Sports betting analyst, the great Jay Croucher. We look forward to that. We'll get Jay's awards thoughts following week one in the NFL. His bets for NFL week two. And he's got some WNBA playoff bets for us as well, which we look forward to getting. Jay Croucher 20 minutes from now. And then 40 minutes from now, all our bets for tonight in football, NC State and Wake Forest in college. And then, of course, side total and props for the Commanders and the Packers. Later this segment, so probably about 10 or 12 minutes from now, we will read you, our listener and viewers, your favorite bets for Thursday Night Football tonight with Washington and Green Bay. You still have time to send them in. YouTube chat, Twitch chat, tweet us at You Better You Bet, tweet me at The Costos, tweet Femi at Femi Abebefe. Your favorite bets for Thursday Night Football. We will read them coming up later this segment here on this Thursday. Do we have any more things to do, or we want to do Survivor, right?
Oh, let's get into Survivor. We don't have any more things. Let's do Survivor.
Tyler Morales is also with us. Hello, Tyler.
What's up, guys?
How are we feeling today, Tyler?
Good. Good weather out. I love my Survivor pick. I think I have the answer that I can convince both of you on it, so it's a good day so far.
What's going on in your life, in your world?
You know, the usual, producing Wagertainment, sun up, sun down. Just the basic on my end. Nothing's really switched on old Tyler Morales' end.
Are you doing BetMGM tonight following us here?
Oh, I'll be there, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern.
What will be, like, your contribution to that show?
Just cutting some videos, putting some social clips, you know, doing the podcast. It's, you know, just producing Wagertainment as the Packers game goes on, the usual.
Tyler grinding out that Wagertainment on a Thursday.
Someone's got
to
do it.
You have to love it. So,
make sure folks get it on demand, yeah.
Of course.
So we collectively, and hopefully you are listeners and viewers, also, like, when Tyler's microphone is on, what is going on there that your micro... What is that noise?
It's probably this. I mean, it could be the laptop I have. There's nothing going on. So I know people keep complaining about this noise. There is nothing happening in my house. It is just me now in this house.
There's something happening,
there's some
right?
Fan.
Like, what is that noise? Like, what is it?
It could be the laptop going crazy right now, but maybe it's that, but it's not that loud. It's really not. I think you guys are hearing things.
I love how Tyler has determined to us that it's actually not that loud and we are hearing things. I've been doing radio for 25 years. I hear everything, and he's telling me I'm hearing things. It's unreal. All right, so this is what we need. Unfortunately, Tyler, your microphone has to stay off unless you're talking, because it's gonna make us all deaf. So last week, we collectively as a group advanced to week two of Survivor, and Femi, and like we would have advanced no matter. I think like. Did anyone lose in Survivor? I guess I'm sure some people did.
Yeah, but like
the vast majority of people survived.
New England had like the most entries on them, and like it was like 250 or 280. So like out of an 18,000 entry Survivor pool, like many, many people survived. So yeah, there was no carnage whatsoever.
How many people survived?
Many, many people. Many men.
How many?
You wish death upon us.
Yeah, thank you. I would have wanted you to sing like 50 Cent there. So Femi gave great advice, which was the Jaguars, which, you know, like we would have won if we picked Denver, but now we get to save Denver for another week. So Femi gave the advice last week with Jacksonville and talked Tyler and myself into that pick, and we didn't like it at first. You know, Tyler came in hot here, Femi, basically saying he's got the pick, he wants to talk us into it. So I may regret this. Let's see how this goes. But Tyler, first word goes to you here on Survivor for week 2.
All right, so the number one pick on our big board, we've mentioned this game a bunch this week. I don't know how it's not the Arizona Cardinals. I looked at their schedule. I can't imagine they're ever going to be bigger than a 6.5-point favorite, maybe against Tennessee when they play them in a couple weeks at home. Bryce Young on the road again against Jonathan Gannon, better defensive coordinator this time. Last week, that game should have been worse, by the way. Bryce Young threw a pick six, got a call back. Next play, Chuba Hubbard had an insane touchdown catch. And we got to get a ton of Will Johnson on Ted McMillan. Carolina has nobody outside of McMillan. It's the corpse of Hunter Renfrow and Xavier Leggett, who probably stinks. To me, this is like the obvious pick. Maybe we readjust what we see for Carolina after they come home for the first time. But I think the Cardinals laying on them. So the Cardinals were my slam dunk number one Survivor pick this week.
Femi, do you agree with Tyler's assertion? Because Arizona is not the biggest favorite of the week. That's obviously the Baltimore Ravens, but I'm guessing, do we want to save Baltimore moving forward? So Tyler wants to go with Arizona. Femi, what is your game theory for Survivor this week?
Yeah, so Arizona's on my board. They're not number one. As it pertains to Baltimore, they're not on the board. I don't want to use Baltimore whatsoever. Baltimore, I think, is going to be the most popular one. And also, for the pool that we're doing, just to remind folks who might not have been listening last week, the Baltimore Ravens have a Thanksgiving game. And for our pool, Thanksgiving is its own week, and Christmas is its own week as well. So, like, we have to kind of keep that into consideration. Ravens host the Bengals. Like, that's not a game that, like, you're going to jump to try to use, but you would at least want to have that available to you if you're fortunate enough to get there. So, Baltimore, based on the fact that they're the biggest favorite and they have a Thanksgiving consideration, I did not consider the Baltimore Ravens for mine. You know how I play. I like to get a little bit crazy. And I do want to see the injury report so I could be swayed on this. I don't feel as strong as I did about Jacksonville last week. Why not Minnesota? Like, I think Minnesota at home, prime time, you have a
I'm big time vetoing this.
You don't want to do Minnesota? Like, here's Michael Penix Jr. going to Minnesota to go up against
He's awesome. I think he's going to play well. That's my opinion. Tyler, do you like Minnesota? Do you want Femi finish the argument?
But yeah, I just because my thing is that we have all these big favorites. I like Arizona, but they're going to be probably the second or third most popular. That's my only like trepidation with Arizona. But with Minnesota, they're not going to be that popular. They also play on holiday as well on Christmas, which you eventually have to use one of those teams. I think this could be like Jacksonville, even more contrarian than what we had last week. I like the Vikings to win the game. I know we might have differences of opinion on the game, so that's why I lean to the Vikings, but that's the team that right now is number one on my big board. I could be swayed, but they're number one when I look at it. Home favorite against an unfamiliar team. I always like those spots, so for me, it's Minnesota.
Tyler?
My only thing is, like, I actually think I agree with you, Nick. I think Penix is, like, the perfect kind of quarterback to beat this Brian Flores defense just because he gets the ball out quick. He's been playing a ton of quarterback. Caleb Williams, like, he produces in chaos, and sometimes his head spins, so that's, like, the best matchup for him. I actually agree with Nick. I'm vetoing this one. I'm vetoing this one hard. I like the Falcons in this one.
I can't. Maybe you're right. I don't want to do it. No.
You don't want to sweat?
No.
Jacksonville wasn't the sweat. Yeah.
Let's talk about it. It wasn't, but like, but to be fair, like, I really liked the Jacksonville call. Like, I was with you on that one. And you could be right.
Yes.
I bet Atlanta.
And you like Atlanta in the game, so it's a little bit different. Yeah. Like we just have a difference in opinion in the game.
All right. Let's talk about some of the other options. Well, I mean, dude, you just told us about some of the injuries. So, like, no, not right now, right?
Yeah, it's not great. Joey Porter Jr. didn't practice again for those who might have been
Deshaun Elliott's out. Like Derek Harmon's still out. Like I like Pittsburgh in the game. Like can we wait till tomorrow to figure that out? Maybe.
Put Pittsburgh off to the side.
For now.
We'll put them off to the side, but for now.
Okay. I'd like to introduce a couple.
Please.
All right. If you really wanted to get nuts.
Oh, boy.
The New England Patriots.
Oh, my. Whoa.
I could be convinced.
I mean, Gonzalez is not practicing again. And
can I just I will make one pitch for this potential, and I'm not saying we should do it. The Miami Dolphins held a players only meeting after losing in week one. Jordan Brooks was asked about it today and said the message to the team was basically don't give up, basically. We are one game into the season and we're already holding players only meetings. I'm not banging the table for the Patriots here.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to bring them up for potential consideration though.
So they're on the road, coin flip game, but they're on the road. That already is kind of sounding off alarms in my head. Drake May, I believe, but you know, against a Raiders defense, that's not, you know, the 85 Bears. It ain't look that good.
Yes. Because last Sunday, the Patriots played like an NFL team. Like a team that was trying. Like the Dolphins might not be, trying. That's the argument for New England for me. Now, with that being said, like, obviously, so I'll throw this out there, and I don't think we should pick this team because, like, we'll want to save them probably. Maybe the Jets cover. I have a hard time believing that the Jets are beating the Bills on Sunday. And Buffalo's team, so.
Mm-hmm. Also, that game, too, like, the Jets run, the run game might be able to exploit some things with Buffalo, but I do believe Buffalo's going to win, but there's so many, there'll be a lot of chances to use Buffalo. Could I throw another one out to you?
What about your team?
I mean, you're probably not going to want to use him on Thanksgiving against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. I would guess that's the case.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, Super Bowl hangover. Maybe the Chiefs are terrible. Maybe it's. I think
Dallas was my second choice.
I like Arizona more than Dallas. I'll put it that way.
I like Arizona too.
So I like Arizona more than Dallas. And all also, right. too, like, so like think, what if the Giants put in Jackson Dart and all of a sudden he's awesome? Like, you know, like,
he's not.
Which, I mean, it'd have to be terrible for them to put him in.
You're right.
There,
it's possible. Yeah. Like, I feel like he's not awesome. I'm just going to say that.
Real quick before we get to social, Cincinnati, was that on your guys' radar? Anything? Bengals?
Oh, I could be talked into that.
Like, Cincinnati to me, at home, going up against their mirror image, another bad defense, which the Bengals are going to give up points as well. They play on Thanksgiving, but you're probably not going to want to use them at Baltimore that Thanksgiving night. I think this could be a spot for Cincinnati. Like, I think right now for me in my head, I'm down between Cincinnati and Arizona. I think that's where I'm
at. All right. I think what we need to do is table this until tomorrow. So last Thursday we tamed to, I don't think we're out of consensus right now. Yeah, tomorrow, final answer. All right, so Tyler will rejoin us on the show tomorrow. We'll have to figure out when we're going to do 440. 440 tomorrow?
Hell yeah.
Baby. Yeah, love it. Well, I guess Bill turned his camera on. We hadn't talked about this, so I guess the plan is, Bill, for you to read these this year again?
Yes, that's the idea, Nick. We did talk about this.
We didn't.
We may have texted about it. It may not have been spoken.
I don't.
There
but
was
like
communication.
There was
Nick feels like Femi, he's taking crazy pills this segment.
I don't know. I'm telling you, like, I don't care. Like, it's fine. But like Femi, like we never had the conversation. Like, who's reading the bets? Like, we never talked about it.
I don't think we had that conversation. No, we did not. We
so Bill,
we said
are, are,
do
so
it,
Bill, are you lying? That. So Bill, are you lying?
What about the social media? No, you asked in text message. You said, what else were we going to do with Survivor? Femi jumped in and said social, and you responded with a thumbs up.
No. What I'm saying is we never talked about, like, no, that, yes, but, that did happen.
Yes, that
but
happened.
What we never did was say, like, who's going to read the bets. We never agreed on that.
We didn't make it.
That's true. If you'd like to eliminate me, you can go right ahead. I can put them in the chat.
No, I would like.
Then we could read
it. I would like for you to do it. I'm just like.
I made an assumption.
Tyler says, "Do we want Russ to do it? Honestly, let's see what Ross is up to." Bill, what do the
Krosky merit?
Matthew Golden. All right, Bill. What are the real ones have for today? And do it in Russ's voice. Or don't, whatever.
All right, we're going to give it a shot here. Why not? We did it in Russo's voice once. We'll try it in Ross's voice. Rex Rock says Edgerrin Cooper over 5.5 tackles. He had 12 tackles last week and has gone over that number every game since week 8 of last year. Commanders want to run. Cooper goes way over. Mr. McBags, Commanders money line. Why? In Jaden we trust. Tommy Spahn 7817. Bill McCroskey Barrett, anytime touchdowns plus 220. Bill, two tutties plus 1600.
And Bill, now take us to break by doing an impression of Brad Evans saying, I'm out.
Jay Croucher next. I'm out.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.